The Excellent 80s Rewind with Gary Teal.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the latest edition of the Excellent 80s Rewind. I am Gary Teal, and this week we're going back in time for a look at the hits and headlines for this week in 1984. John J. O'Connor was named the 8th Archbishop of New York. The National Football League passed their infamous No Celebration Rule. And an R&B band that began in 1976 at Kentucky State University was in their third week on the chart with their latest single. It only got as high as number 81, but in the years since, it has become a club favorite. Here's Midnight Star with No Parking on the Dance Floor.
Excuse me, madam. You're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket. So get with it.
Yeah.
the Excellent 80s Rewind, 1984.
Peaked at number 5 on the UK singles chart in 1983. This week in 1984, it was spending its third week in the US Top 100 singles chart, where it would peak at number 72. The British band Madness with The Sun and the Rain. This is the Excellent 80s Rewind, and this next song was a comeback hit of sorts for the LA band The Go-Go's. After two wildly successful albums, the band went on a 2-year hiatus when drummer Gina Schock underwent surgery for a congenital heart defect. But Schock and her bandmates came back strong, and the first single from the new album, Talk Show, was the highest debuting song in the Top 100 this week in 1984. It got as high as number 11. Here are the Go-Go's with Head Over Heels.
Yeah.
80s Rewind.
1984.
We'll be back after a quick break.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there.
Look,
we all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for real. I gonna lie.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
The song was recorded as a tribute to the Phil Spector Wall of Sound recording style and was the last top 20 song for the Alan Parsons Project, peaking at number 15. This week in 1984, it landed just below the top 40. The Alan Parsons Project with Don't Answer Me. It's your Friday night All Request New Wave Party. Hi, I'm Gary Teal, inviting you to join me every week for Friday Night New Wave. It's 3 full hours of your 80s New Wave requests. You can make your requests on our website, fnnw.live, and chat with other listeners from around the world. Or call us on our toll-free number, 888-5-WAVE-80. If you like 80s New Wave music, this is the place to be. Friday nights at 8 U.S. Eastern Time on Wave 80. Listen at wave80hits.com.
The Excellent 80s Rewind.
This week in 1984.
Rocketing 23 spots into the top 40 this week in 1984 was the first top 40 hit by the King of Parodies with his parody of the King of Pop. It would go on to peak at number 12. It's Weird Al Yankovic and Eat It.
You bet.
And originally recorded by the late Kirsty MacColl, and with a video that co-starred none other than Paul McCartney, that song introduced Tracy Ullman to the U.S. Her successful TV show would debut 4 years later. The song would eventually reach number 8 as her only U.S. hit. Tracy Ullman with They Don't Know. This is the Excellent 80s Rewind. I'm Gary Teal. The Queen biopic Bohemian Rhapsody climaxes with the band's 1985 live performance at Live Aid at Wembley Stadium in London. It was a show-stopping performance, highlighted by the powerful performance of this song, which was in its second week in the top 40 this week in 1984. The song comments not only on television overtaking radio as the world's number one entertainment source, but the threat of music video and MTV as well. The song peaked at number 16 in the U.S., but went to number 1 in 19 different countries. Here's Queen with Radio Gaga.
you're enjoying the awesome 80s music we play here on The Rewind, then I want to let you know about a great online radio station that plays nothing but great 80s hits 24/7. Wave 80 is 80s hit radio, a throwback to those hit radio stations that played it all. Rock, pop, R&B, new wave, if it was on the charts in the 80s, Wave 80 plays it. Duran Duran, Madonna, The Police, Lionel Richie, Van Halen, Michael Jackson, Hall & Oates. The list is almost endless. Go to wave80hits.com to hear all of the great songs you remember and love. That's wave80hits.com. The 80s live here on Wave 80.
The Excellent 80s Rewind
with Gary Teal.
KC and the Sunshine Band had been missing from the U.S. charts for 4 years when this song was released, but they made their comeback in 1983, and by this week in 1984, the song was peaking at number 18. In the U.S., the song was credited only to KC. Here is KC and the Sunshine Band with Give It Up.
Excellent 80s Rewind, 1984.
Was the sixth and final top 20 hit for Dan Fogelberg, a rare up-tempo rocker that would soon peak at number 13, The Language of Love. This is the Excellent 80s Rewind, and this week in 1984, Kate and Allie, with Susan St. James and Jane Curtin, premiered on TV screens across the country. A portion of Central Park was renamed Strawberry Fields in honor of the late John Lennon. And this next song became the first solo hit by the already internationally famous Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac. It featured bandmate Lindsey Buckingham on guitar and Steve Winwood on synthesizer. This week in 1984, it was a week away from peaking at number 10, becoming her only top 10 solo hit. Here's Got a Hold on Me.
Whenever you're around,
The Excellent 80s Rewind, 1984.
Footloose had just spent 3 weeks at number one at the box office, and the title song from that film would go on to spend 3 weeks at number one on the U.S. pop chart. This week in 1984, it was just entering the top five. Kenny Loggins with Footloose. It's your Friday night all-request new wave party. Hi, I'm Gary Teal, inviting you to join me every week for Friday Night New Wave. It's 3 full hours of your 80s new wave requests. You can make your requests on our website, fnnw.live, and chat with other listeners from around the world. Or call us on our toll-free number, 888-5-WAVE-80. If you like 80s new wave music, this is the place to be. Friday nights at 8 U.S. Eastern Time on Wave 80. Listen at wave80hits.com.
The Excellent 80s Rewind.
This week in 1984.
Our Born in the 80s list for this week includes rapper Young Buck, born this week in 1981. Born this week in 1982, actor Adam Pally. In 1984, actress Christy Carlson Romano. And born this week in 1988, L.A. Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw. Happy birthday to all. Meanwhile, Kennedy William Gordy was entering the top three with his first top 40 hit, which featured a not-so-subtle guest appearance by the hottest singer of the time, Michael Jackson. We know Kennedy better as Rockwell. And here's his song that also went top 10 in 14 different countries, three of those at number one, Somebody's Watching Me.
Excellent 80s Rewind. 1984.
Mother, dear, we're not the fortunate ones, and girls, they wanna.
Just a few months before, she was a complete unknown. This week in 1984, she had taken the music world by storm with her unique voice and image. Peaking this week at number 2, it's Cyndi Lauper with Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. This is the Excellent 80s Rewind. I'm Gary Teal. And the number one album this week in 1984 was Thriller by Michael Jackson. The number one R&B song was Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell. The number one movie was Splash, starring Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah. The number one TV show was Dallas. And the number one song this week in 1984 has often been misconstrued as an encouragement to commit suicide. But as it turns out, when David Lee Roth sings Go Ahead and Jump, it's more of a call to action, to jump into life and experience all it has to offer. Much better advice, don't you think? In its fourth of 5 weeks at number one, here's Van Halen with Jump. Number one song this week in 1984, Jump by Van Halen. And that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll be looking back at the hits and headlines of this week in 1986.
The Excellent 80s Rewind was written and produced by Gary Teal for the Wave 80 Radio Network.